Hello.
Hello. Hi, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling with Opinion Research. I would just like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your area today. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote at this address?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you in a place where you can talk safely without endangering yourself or others?
Sure.
Yes, ma'am. Are you in a safe place?
Yes.
Okay. Are you, as anyone in your household, employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or by a candidate for a political office? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, just to make sure we have a representative sample, and what year were you born?
1954.
Thank you, ma'am. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving forward, what is the last grade you completed in school, just for a statistical purpose? So high school, graduate, technical, vocational school, so college?
I have a bachelor's.
Postgraduate. Thank you, ma'am. And just for a statistical purpose only, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely would you say that you are to vote in the November election? Are you very likely, somewhat, not very?
I will definitely vote.
Very likely.
I have not missed an election since 1972 when 18-year-olds were first allowed to vote.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so a long time. Yeah, you voted in every election since then?
Yes.
That's a great record. And thinking about the upcoming November election for the United States Congress, if the election for the United States Congress was held today, for who would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate? From your
Republican.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you, ma'am. And not changing topics for a quick moment, I would like to read you at least the names of different people active in politics here and in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, can you please tell me first whether you heard the person, and then so if you heard the person, if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of that. And if you never heard of them, let me know. We'll go to the next one. First one is Gay Vasquez. Do you recognize the name, Gay Vasquez?
No.
And Kamala Harris, favorable or unfavorable?
Kamala Harris, unfavorable.
And strongly or somewhat unfavorable?
Strongly.
And Donald Trump?
Let me give you a clue, okay?
Yes.
I am a diehard Tea Party Republican.
Yes, ma'am. And you make that clear, believe me, ma'am. But I'm required to read verbatim. For the sake of the research, you let them know how unfavorable you feel about that. Kamala Harris is strongly unfavorable, right?
Yes.
Okay, and Donald Trump is strongly favorable, also what?
Strongly favorable.
And Joe Biden, same question. Is strongly unfavorable or so what?
Strongly unfavorable.
And Yvette Harrell.
Strongly favorable.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
And now, I know who my Republicans are, thank you.
Thank you. And which of the following issues areas would you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for the United States Congress? If you had to pick one or two as the most important issues, will it be the environment and the climate change, the crime and drugs, the education, the health care, the protecting democracy, the issue of national security and foreign affairs, inflation and cost of living like groceries and gas, or the issue of taxes, Social Security and Medicare, abortion, government spending and the debt, the economy and the jobs, illegal immigration and border security. If you have to pick one or two as the most important.
Number one would be the economy.
Yes.
And number two would be immigration. And I think the two are tied together.
Okay, understood. The immigration and government, say illegal immigration, border security. Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, I'm thinking again about the upcoming November elections. How interested are you in the elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? I know you told me you don't miss a vote But I, like I said, I'm required to read verbatim. For 1 to 10, 0 means you're not interested at all, and 10 means very interested.
I am very interested.
Number 10, correct? That would
if
be
that's
10.
Very interested, yes.
Okay.
10 would be correct.
Thinking some more about this year's November elections, as you may have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped off the presidential race, and he is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, which vote if the candidates were Donald Trump, Republican, Kamala Harris, Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, Chase Oliver, Libertarian.
I will vote for Trump.
Definitely, right?
Definitely.
Thank you, ma'am. And if the election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote between Yvette Herrell, Republican?
Yvette Herrell.
Definitely for her.
Definitely.
Right? Okay, and real quick, I'm going to read you some statements about the one of the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. And I know you made it very clear you voted for Republicans.
The Republican lever.
Right. Republican, this is about Gabe Vasquez, the Democrat. But this is one way for you to let them know that no matter what you hear, what they say, you're not going to change your opinion. Now, these are the type of statements that you may hear during the campaign. After each statement, can you please tell me if it makes you less likely or more likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez or if it makes no difference on your vote? Here's the first one. While New Mexico families are struggling to get by, Gabe Vasquez has repeatedly backed efforts to provide taxpayers-funded benefits to illegal immigrants. While in the Las Cruces City Council, Gabe Vasquez supported a program that extended health care to illegal immigrants. Vasquez also praised a plan to expand federal student aid and to set aside $1.5 billion in cash payments to illegal immigrants. Will that make you to support him much less? No difference on your support? Someone more?
It's going to make me hate the SOB.
Okay, so much less. Should I record that, George?
That's what's wrong with our country.
I understand, ma'am. So should I record your answer much less so we can continue? Or it makes no difference for you on your support?
Because he's doing those things, I'm going to be even less likely to vote for him.
Much less likely to support him, okay? Now, even with the surge of fentanyl flowing across our border, and New Mexico having the 8th highest overdose death rate in the country, Gabe Vasquez voted against a border security plan to crack down on drug traffickers that are using the southern border to sneak drugs into our country and local communities. Is that statement make you to support her much less, somewhat less, no difference, or so much more?
If they're going to do that crap, I don't want them in office. They're not representing me.
Okay. Should I record your answer again? Much less? Much more?
Much. I'm going to hate the guy that much more.
Okay. So much less for you to support her, right, with that statement? Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Gabe Vasquez reportedly was caught calling a former colleague the N-word. Does that make you to support her more or less, somewhat, or no difference?
We all lose our tempers.
Okay.
I am not a prude. I just know I am a licensed CPA. I know what I've seen over the years of practice as far as how each party handles the normal American.
Yes.
And the Democrats are not doing us any favors at all.
So on that statement that you make, it makes no difference when it comes for your support for her, or what makes you support her much less?
It makes no difference.
Okay. Now, early this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez after he failed to appear in court. No difference? Much less? Much more?
Much more.
Okay.
Much more, less likely.
For you to support him, right? Because the question is, if that statement will make you to support Gabe Vasquez much
no.
more?
No.
Somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less, or makes no difference?
Much less.
Okay. Sergei Vasquez has supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico, stating, quote, shut it all down. Let's get rid of it immediately. Okay? Much less likely for you to support him with that statement?
Much less likely for me to support him.
Now, while crisis at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, Gabe Vasquez supports policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support abolition ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to crack down on human trafficking and drug smuggling, and voted against the voted against funding for 22,000 Border Patrol agents to help secure the border. Now, will that make you to support that person much less, much more, no difference?
Much less.
Much less. Thank you, ma'am.
I'm pulling the Republican lever.
All the way? Yeah, now you made it clear. But there's one way for you to let them know there how much you're not going to support. As crossing of our southern border rose, Gabe Vasquez called what was happening at the southern border a, quote, non-existent threat. Now, migrant crime is ravaging in New Mexico. Okay. Will that make you to support him much less? Much more? What a difference.
Much less. He's a damn Democrat.
Gabe Vasquez voted against the Parents' Bill of Rights legislation that gives parents more access and control over their children, public education, and allows them to know what the children are being taught in school. Will that make you to support her much less, no difference, or much more?
Much less.
Okay, and Gabe Vasquez has defunct the police Democrat, who was...
Much less.
Okay, and Gabe Vasquez is a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors. Much less? No.
Much less.
And Gabe Vasquez says investing in oil and gas is irresponsible, even though the oil and gas industry contribute roughly $1.4 billion annually to New Mexico schools or public schools. Much less?
Much less.
Okay. And Gabe Vasquez.
He's a damn Democrat.
Yeah. You mentioned that.
He's doing everything that I am opposed to doing.
Understood. All the,
Would I want to support the man?
Right. Yeah, well, let me finish this up. Gabe Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration work in New Mexico energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost as much as $93 trillion and will kill New Mexico's oil and gas industry and decimate funding for our schools. Much
fine.
Less.
People can't buy food. They can't pay for rent. There's people living on the streets with kids. It's wrong, and he's taken jobs away from New Mexicans. Great
right.
guy. No.
Understood. So Gabe Vasquez called for defunding the police, saying, quote, is that just about defunding the police? It's about defunding the system that privileged white people over anybody else. Much less on that statement, or much more to support him?
Much less.
Okay, thank you. And the last one, Gabe Vasquez has voted with the Biden-Harris administration 90% of the time and supported their policies that left us without record high prices and the worst water crisis in American history. Much less on that one also?
Much less.
Okay. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for which vote? Yvette Herrell, Republican? Okay,
Yvette.
Indefinitely, right?
Yvette Herrell, yes.
Okay, just a few more questions for statistical purpose only so we can finish. Despite how you might feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, Democrat, Independent?
I am registered Republican.
A strong
That's
Republican.
A long story.
Yeah.
And that goes back to 1972 and Lieutenant Calley. And I fought my entire family when I registered to vote.
All your families are Democrats?
My mom and dad and grandparents were all Democrats.
Well, you went against everybody, huh?
I registered as a Republican. At that point in time, I was 18 in 1972 when 18s were first allowed to vote.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
My friends from school were going and dying in Vietnam. They were getting hurt. They were fighting, but they didn't have a say in anything that we did. So I thought for 18-year-olds to get the right to vote was a really good thing.
Yeah, at that point in time in history, yeah. But generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues? How do you consider yourself?
I'm moderate.
Okay.
But there are some things that you just don't do.
Understood. And just for statistical purpose only, what is your race? Yeah, white, Caucasian, African-American, Asian, Pacific Islander?
I'm white.
Okay. And are you currently single or never married or married and living with a partner, married, separate, widow, or divorced?
Divorced.
Thank you. And not just for statistical purpose and despite how you may feel today, can you please tell me for who did you vote in the election for president November 2020? Donald Trump?
Trump.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, man. It's been a pleasure talking
to you. I'm a diehard Tea Party Republican.
Republican, right. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience, okay? Enjoy the rest of
the day. Hey, can you tell me what are most people telling you?
You know, since this study is in New Mexico, most people, we do have the two sides of the story, Democrats and Republicans. We do interview both of them. And we have the opinion of both of them and, you know, Republicans all the way. Yeah, most of them share your opinion. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate
it. How about the rest of the people that you're talking about? What are they saying?
The Democrats sometimes, you know, they hear the statements, and then once they find out how corrupted or how many problems this guy has, they kind of tend to change their mind. You know? Yeah, ma'am, but it's been good so far. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate your participation. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Have